Welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter how many super yachts sink off the coast of Italy, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, something Laura and I call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us for the next 15 minutes or so. We invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about the NFL's new puffy helmets, and I'll stop worrying about California's looming mega flood.
I'm so terrified.
I really am.
But I'm going to stop worrying if there's a naked man sleeping in the backseat of my car.
Interesting. And now let's get tiny.
Yep. Coming up on the show, we're going to read a fantastic letter sent to us. It's so good. From a seventh grade English language arts teacher and department chair.
Plus a hotline call that takes us back to the 80s or maybe the 70s. Anyway, it definitely takes us back.
But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Dipsy.
Dipsy. Might as well just say sexy.
Yes.
Dipsy is a really cool app that is geared for your pleasure.
But your auditory pleasure.
Sure,
it is geared towards your auditory pleasure. It's stories. And it's all kinds of stories. There's sexy stories. There's also ambient music.
But there's sexy stories.
Okay, there's sexy stories.
I think there are different kinds of stories, but it's all about like relaxing you and maybe turning you on a little. And I'm fascinated. So they're always adding new things. Like you can never get bored in Dipsy. And I love to look. So some of the ones I was just coming across, Wine Country, Extra Credit, that's in the Lecture Me series, New in Town, The Local, Friends Become More.
Oh, what I love is that they are sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes. And there are things like, hey, hooking up with your hot yoga teacher, wellness sessions. And they also are offering written stories now. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended. Sorry.
Oh my God, they didn't mean that to be dirty.
No. 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/tiny.
She's going to do the voice.
I know. 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/tiny. Enjoy.
It's better with the voice.
Thank you. Okay. This is one of my favorite topics that we go to, which is when we talk about teachers and love for teachers. I had those teachers who changed my life. One of my best friends, Jill Diamond, shout out, is a high school teacher, and she's so devoted to her students. It just always moves me when she talks about how she mentors these young people. And can't say enough to honor teachers, especially people who have gone through COVID to keep their students' lives together.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. I taught seventh grade public school.
Right.
I taught elementary school
privately.
My mom was a teacher, family of teachers.
And
So we received an email from a teacher named Susanna, and she had so many amazing things to say in it. And we're going to unpack it for you and read it. But thanks to Susanna for writing in. This is great.
We're going to read her letter. So to start with, Dear Annabelle, Laura H. and Laura S. I love that she mentions Laura Swisher, our producer, because a teacher knows what goes into making things happen. Okay. I love podcasts, she writes. I listen to news, true crime, fiction, interviews, history, teaching, ideas, and just about anything with an engaging format and host. Sometime during the pandemic, I came across your podcast, and it's become a staple in my listening life.
Which is so nice. She goes on to say, this past school year was somehow more difficult than the one before, and that one was pretty hard. For many different reasons, I teach in a school that has not transitioned well as we've come back from the pandemic. As I write this, at least a third of our staff will not return next year. Throughout all this, I've held on to hope that it can get better.
I am the department chair for the English Language Arts Department. One of my responsibilities is to lead our monthly meetings. In October, I wasn't feeling well, so I created a Google Doc of activities for teachers to share with each other. Mm. The first, a request to listen to one of your podcasts.
Oh, wow.
And then
we were in assignment.
I love it. And then write their own tiny victory. I said that your approach to victories fits well with this year. It's not toxic positivity. It's finding something positive in the small moments.
Yes, which we feel so seen. So that's, I mean, to be a child of teachers and a teacher and to become an assignment for teachers is very exciting. So hello to everyone, Susanna, and all the teachers and everyone at your school.
Yes.
And then she... So that's already great. And that's what Annabelle was thinking, actually, with the idea for this show of if we start talking about tiny victories and other people share them and then we all like, let's look for them.
It's like cultivating the frame of mind. It's really about the tiny victory frame of mind.
Right.
And you and I have talked about how just doing that is a good way of framing our mind in a way, again, like not toxic positivity, but just looking for those sort of things that you hold on to that get you through your day, year, lifetime.
Yeah. And I'm kind of new to the idea. I think I'm sort of a victim of toxic positivity, to be honest, because it's, you know, I can override emotions. And this is all about like, no, it's things are terrible in a lot of ways, but we can still look for the victory.
Well, see, I feel victimized by toxic positivity.
Right.
Like, I just, whenever anyone says it's all good, I want to stab them because it's not all good, but there are little goods.
Yes,
there's little things that are good.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she shares several things.
Yes.
And among them is the lines of a William Carlos Williams poem called Between Walls. I'll read it. The back wings of the hospital, where nothing will grow, lie cinders, in which shine the broken pieces of a green bottle.
She also notes the lyrics in Rihanna's song, We Found Love, where the singer mentions finding love in a hopeless place. And she says, your podcast, a poem, and a song, all spaces where hope can be found. Love that.
That is really so sweet.
And then she says, on a good month, I'll have two or three teachers speak in a meeting, and our meetings are at the end of the day or on a day that feels super busy. But your podcast inspired teachers to share their tiny victories, creating successful professional development with your podcast is my not so tiny victory.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you for your humor, honesty, and space for hope. Susie Hutton, 7th grade English language teacher, department chair.
That's amazing.
Okay, I want to read one of the tiny victories her colleague
shared.
Right,
which was so cool. She attached a page of here's some of the victories that came in from teachers when this was an assignment. So we'll highlight a couple of them. Which one stood out to you?
Well, this one stood out to me. And we'll also put them on our Twitter or on the socials.
Okay. Oh, sure.
I tend to fall off the self-care wagon when school starts up because we're so busy. This year, I've really prioritized working out 3 to 4 times a week, no matter what, that I still have to do on my to-do list. It's helped me to stay more positive and feel less stressed despite this crazy year. I can totally relate
to
that. Yes. Really, just the need for self-care.
And we just, it's so easy. And teachers are made to care about other people. Again, family of teachers. It's like, oh, school starts. Oh, well, now I'm last on the list.
Yes.
Okay, and when I'm, I have so much to do. Well, I guess I'll just put myself
put
last.
Put the oxygen mask on yourself first. They yeah. tell you that on planes for a reason. Right.
Turn that to-do list upside down.
Yeah.
and I found what, so here's one that I'll read, becoming, from another teacher, becoming more efficient in my plan time and feeling less need to extend my work week during the weekend. Yes, this helps me feel more productive and enthusiastic for the school week, especially because I give myself time to read on my own on the weekend and I enjoy sharing what I read with students. We live in a world that's like, we'll never stop working. Why would you ever stop working? You should always. And when I force myself, I did it this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
Don't do any work on the weekend. And then Monday, I was ready to work. It's like we have to put it down to be able to come back to it.
I know. It's easier said than done, though.
It is.
And to see it, as you said, teachers, they are nurturers, and they're always putting, that's their job. And during those school hours, it's those kids who
come first. And there's always more to do. I mean, in many, many jobs, but it's certainly with teaching, it's never done. It's never all okay.
Yeah.
There's always more to grade, assign, talk to someone, decorate, change, plan, lesson, all of it. There's always so much. And you really, I think for everybody, you know, you really have to go, you know what? No, like, set the deadline of time off.
I'm so thrilled.
This was awesome.
That these teachers took our little prompt. It just warms my heart.
I know. It's so sweet.
It's so sweet. Okay. We're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network.
And when we come back, we've got a hotline call that reminds us of an ancient commercial. And the Nair with
short shorts. Wait.
It was
who
for Nair,
wear
right?
Short shorts. We wear short shorts. If you dare wear short shorts. Nair for short shorts.
Who wears short shorts? We wear short shorts.
Maximum Fun is a network by and for cool, popular people. But did you know it also has an offering designed to appeal to nerds?
A show for nerds? On Maximum Fun, the devil, you say?
It's true. It's called The Greatest Generation, and they review episodes of a television program for nerds called Star Trek. They've reviewed TNG, DS9, and are now reviewing Voyager.
Hey, Star Trek. My daughter enjoys that program.
Well, if she enjoys that and she enjoys humor of the flatulent variety, might I recommend she subscribe to The Greatest Generation?
Hey, are you calling my kid a nerd? Boy, I oughta...
Well, gotta go. Become a friend of DeSoto by subscribing to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org today.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
I'm Laura House. We now have a hotline call from August, not the month, the human, who answers a question that was posed back in the 70s or 80s. Who wears short shorts? We'll let August tell us the answer.
Hey there, my name is August, and my pronouns are they, them. And my tiny victory is that I let myself buy a pair of shorts, what I would consider short shorts. I was raised in a pretty religious environment, and also that with being a bigger person, the voices in my past, told me that, I shouldn't be wearing shorts like this. I've been led to believe that there was something inherently wrong in a body like mine wearing shorts like that, but I was able to overcome that, and I let myself buy the shorts, and I've been wearing them all summer, and I feel so good, and I think I look really cute in them. But yeah, that's my tiny victory. I bought some shorts, and I wore them. I really love y'all's show. Thank you for what you do. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Okay, first of all, we're sitting here laughing because out of the sweetness of this call. And
crying. August, you made Annabelle cry. I'm teared up a little.
First of all, August's accent, I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Well, I'm from Texas.
We love hearing our show reach people all over the country, in particular our little hometowns. And not only that, though, it just was so moving to hear her talk about changing her body image, feeling about herself.
I love your body. Yeah. I love your shorts. I love your little legs sticking out of them. Like the horrifying things that we as human beings are told about our body. The idea that you wearing a pair of shorts made someone mad and they had to say something to the shame and the, like, when I was 8 years old, I had a grandmother who was that person. And she told me a boy would never love me if I didn't lose weight. I was 8 years old. Like, I wasn't really in the dating pool, really. Right. I mean, sure, I made out with a couple of guys, of course. But it was like she told me literally to make a girdle out of a rubber tire inner tube.
Oh, my God.
So boys would, and it's like, that doesn't leave you.
Yes.
Like, it's very hard to put on an outfit and just, I just won't think about that. It's a big deal to go,
really,
you know what? I want to wear this. And I'm going to wear it. And I love how happy you were, August.
I know.
You feel great. I'll bet you look adorable.
I'm sitting here with the tissue in my hand and changing those voices from whatever they're about, whether it's body image or other things you internalized as a very young person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy task, and I really applaud it. And it's work I work on in my own way all the time.
It's huge. And it's also such a... wear what you want to wear. That's so beautiful. I recently bought a muscle shirt that has a picture of Muhammad Ali on it because I've been boxing and it's ridiculous. It'll never leave the house, maybe. No, I went for a walk the other day.
Oh, good.
There were my shoulders
you.
Running around the neighborhood.
Good for
it's
you.
Ridiculous.
Well, you know.
That was inspiring.
It's a tiny victory if it's something you wanted to do and you didn't do it. So now you have. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks, August, for calling in with your short shorts.
Yes, and thanks, Susanna, for your awesome victories, Yay. Your manifold victories that you sent. And thanks to everyone who calls in and emails us. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes where we share listener victories. So please keep them coming. Honestly, it's the point of the show
yes.
to share your victories. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your tiny victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
And if you have a comment or a suggestion about this week's show or any of the shows, please tell us about it. Call or email or just reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle for both is @gettinypod.
At News Carolyn tagged us on Twitter. Here's what she wrote. I started listening to @GetTinyPod last week, and I highly recommend it. It's all about honoring super small victories, accomplishments, and fleeting joys. I like that it encourages me to be, or you, to be more mindful of what's happening in your world and makes you look for the good.
Yeah, looking for the good.
Looking for the good.
To help us reach new listeners, we'd love if you could leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and leave a review if you're so inspired.
Remember that person who wrote as a review, like, this can't be real.
Yes. I mean, you're welcome to write a kind of a weird review or whatever, but as long as it's 5-star.
That's just okay. Cracked us up. And help us get the word out about this show. Tell your friends, family, anyone you meet in short shorts who you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher, and our editor is the wonderful Christian Duenas.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have... What are we going to say?
Short shorts full of tiny victories.
I know, that's what I was going to say. It's all we got. This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.